Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I'm so glad to be with you tonight. I thank God, praise God for you, you and you, and those that are listening and those that will be listening. I thank God for you. I give God the praise for you, your presence, praise God, your time that you have spent to listen to the Word of God. It's just a blessing, praise God, to be able to hear the Word of God. I thank God, praise God, for you and you, and I pray that God has been blessing you as he has been blessing me, because he has no respect of a person. Amen. And I want to say praise God to those of you that's under the sound of my voice. If you're looking for a Savior that will save you from every, praise God, situation, problem, that will make it better for you, that will take you through, praise God, that will stay there by your side, his name is Jesus. And if you do not know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, I pray tonight that you will get to know who he really is. And know that he's a God that saves. He's a God that saves. He's a God that delivers. He's a God that sets free. He is the Alpha Omega. Amen. And tonight, praise God, we don't want to prolong the time. We want to go into the Word of God that we may, praise God, complete what he has put before us tonight to do. And I'm excited about it. Praise the Lord. And Father, tonight as we come to you, Father, we're asking that you forgive us of every sin, every iniquity, shortcoming. Father God, forgive us, for we're not able to forgive ourselves. But God, you're the only one that can forgive sin. And Father, we come to you tonight saying, forgive us of every sin that we have committed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we repent of our wrongdoing in any form or fashion in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you said it in your words, if we would come to you and confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. And Father, tonight I'm confessing, Lord, for my shortcomings and my iniquities and sins, praise God, that you be, for that I be, may be forgiven. And Father, I do give you praise and I give you glory. And I thank you for the blood covenant. I thank you for keeping me and my family. I thank you for watching over us and protecting us and sharing us, God. But most of all, praise God, I pray, praise God, that people would learn to come together, to love one another, to be there for one another in the name of Jesus. Father God, hey God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able, praise God, to lean and depend, praise God, on you, but with the strength of others. Father God, I thank you once again for your love, and I thank you, praise God, for loving me. But Father, I didn't choose you. You chose me, and I thank you for the choosing in Jesus' name. Let your word come forth tonight with clarity, understanding, that those that hear my voice will get an understanding, and they will want to know who this Jesus is that I speak about, the Lamb of God. Amen. And tonight, praise God, I want to talk briefly with you, praise the Lord, not prolonging the time, because, praise God, time is of an essence, and we need to get this word out tonight. And tonight, praise God, we're going to be coming from Matthew 1:18-25. 1:18-25. And tonight, I want to ask you a question. You remember, praise God, when we were kids and we was in school and we used to sing our little daily little song that we were saying, praise God, that was children, you know, children rhythms and children, praise God, songs. But tonight I want to talk about something that we never really thought about. We used to talk about Mary had a little lamb. His feet was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. But do you not know that is true? It is a true saying. Mary had a little lamb. And at the night I talk to you because I want to introduce you about this childhood song that we learned when we was little kids. Mary had a little lamb. It went something like, Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now, there's more to the story, but those are just a few lines that we learned, praise God, even though, praise God, reminds us of the little childhood song. As we sang the song, praise God, while we were children, we had the idea of something like that and had actually, that we thought, we didn't even notice that something like that had actually happened. It never dawned on our childish little minds that the Bible told the same story, that the young girl named Mary did have a little lamb. Well, that's what is happening in these verses in Matthew's in the gospel. It seems that Joseph is engaging to a young Jewish maiden girl named Mary. And they were just wrapped up in each other, which means that they were really legally married. And they were not yet living together, praise the Lord, but during the time when the words came to Joseph that Mary is pregnant. And Joseph knew that he knew, praise God, that it's the Father. He is the Father. But he is sure, he just knew it's the Father, but he is sure someone else had did this. He believed that Mary had been unfaithful to him, and he decided to give her a divorce in Matthew 8 and 19. Yet, because he loved Mary, he wanted to do this thing quietly. He didn't want to embarrass her, to make people think that she was no good, and cause a penalty for committing, praise God, a crime as a married woman. And that crime was death by stoning. But praise the Lord, however, before he came and put his plan into action, God sends an angel to tell Joseph that things aren't as like they look. He think they are. He tells him, the Jewish husband, that Mary is carrying a child that was miraculously fathered by the Holy Ghost of God. And it is told that the child will be a special child with a special mission. And that, in fact, this child is to be the Savior of the world. And Joseph reacted to Mary and taken Mary into his home and waited with her until that day the baby is born. And what they didn't realize is that the baby who was growing in Mary's body was none other than the Lamb of God. Now, Mary had a little lamb, and who would one day die for the sins of the world and for all mankind. The verse 25 tells us that Mary eventually delivered this child. When he did it, the Lamb of God was born. In that one of the greatest, that's one of the greatest stories ever told in history. Yes, yes, yes. It's one of the greatest stories ever told in history. And this child was born. And in the scriptures, we learn that the truth that Mary had a little lamb. And that is that the Lamb, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, that I would like to speak about to you this night. I would like to share three characteristics of Mary's little lamb with you tonight. May the Lord of our hosts help us to see why Jesus and his birth are so special. We said three characteristics of his birth. Mary, lamb, was a special lamb. Let me tell you why it was special. Because his concept was special. Jesus Christ has no human father. His father is God himself. But what makes the concept of the Lord Jesus Christ so fantastic is the fact that he was born to a virgin. Now, you know what a virgin is. A virgin means no man has touched her in any form or fashion. Now, we all know that the tradition method by which babies are conceived or brought into this world, however, the concept of Jesus was different. His mother was a virgin. In Isaiah 7:14, Matthew 1 and 23 and Luke 1:34, chapter 1:34-5. This is the Essene doctrine. Without a virgin birth, see, we do not have a single Savior. We don't have a sinless Savior, and we have no hope of salvation. It is impossible to be saved and deny the truth of the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to realize that he was born in a different way. Yes, 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 yes. He's not of flesh and blood. Understand me now. In the beating him apart, and then the next character is, his conduct was special. From the day that Lord Jesus Christ came into the world until the day he ascended back into heaven, he was a person of very spiritual, special characters. He worked miracles. Mm-hmm. He could feed millions, open blind eyes, heal the sick, even raise the dead, walk on water, posed no problem for the Lord Jesus Christ, neither did standing still as a violent storm. He made the wind be still. He made the storm calm. Everything he did marked him as being special. However, these activities were merely proof that he was indeed who he claimed to be. In Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1, the message is, when Jesus opened his mouth, people marveled at his things that he would say. Even when he was only 12, the doctors of the law were astonished by him. In Luke 2:47, when he began his ministry, he continued to amaze the crowd that he heard him speak. In John 7:46 and Luke 4:22. The method was, when even the way Jesus carried himself set him apart from all the others around the world. Never did he stoop to the level of his enemies, but he always kept his Father's will, the center of his Father's focus. Nothing mattered to Jesus but pleasing the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. And John 8:29. My friend, let me say something to you. There has never been another like Jesus and never will be. He was and is one of a kind. Mary had a little lamb. Mary's little lamb was truly special. Yes, Jesus. Truly special. He claimed, his claim was special. Jesus was never, he never shouted about telling people, shy about telling people who he was. In fact, his claim where he was called the Jews to seek his death. What was the claim that Jesus made that was so offensive to these people? The answer to the question is a twofold question. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. In John 10:36, Jesus claimed that he was the Son of God in heaven, and all the people supposed him to be the Son of Joseph in Mark 6:3. However, Jesus claimed a special relationship with the Father in heaven. And just as the doctrine of the virgin birth is essential to salvation, so also is the doctrine that Jesus is the Son of God. Until a person comes to the place that they are willing to confess that Jesus to be the Son of God, they cannot, I want you to hear me good, they cannot, hey Jesus, they cannot be saved. Jesus claimed to be God, yes, in John 14:9, John 8:58, John 10:30. This claim was even more offensive to the Jews than the other one. By making him claim, Jesus was telling them that he was eternal. Yes, Jesus. Hey, God, thank you. And that he was their God. That they needed to bow before him, acknowledge him as their God. This they were not willing to do, like so many today. But may I remind you that only those who can accept the truth that Jesus is God can be saved. However, to believe that this is simply as a believing the Bible, as John said it, John 1:1-14. I want to let you know today, my friend, Mary did have a little lamb. Mary lamb was a special lamb. Mary lamb was a sacrificial lamb. Mary little lamb came into the world for that purpose. It was not to walk on water. It was not to heal the sick, folks. It was not to open blind eyes. It was not to calm the storm. Jesus came for the sole purpose of dying, that he was the special lamb. But he came to be sacrificer, the sacrificial lamb. Hey, Jesus, in John 18:37, you see, Jesus came to die for the sins of humanity. Luke tells us that his mission in the world was to seek and to save that which was lost. In Luke 19:19-10, if we were going to accomplish this, there was a price that he had to pay. And he paid the price when he died on Calvary's cross. He went to the cross and died for our sins. Notice these three thoughts about the sacrificial lamb. He was a spotless lamb. Yes. Hey, God. Yeah. He was a spotless lamb. Before any lamb could be official as a sacrifice, it had to be examined thoroughly and be declared spotless. In Numbers 28:9, an animal that was impure or deformed could not be offered as a spotless lamb. It would not be accepted in the sight of God. It could not be accepted in the sight of God because it had to be spotless. Spotless, people. That is why he said when he come back, he coming back for his church without spots, wrinkles, or blemish. Must be spotless. Jesus, Hakebo Shata, thank you, God. It could not. An animal that was impure or deformed could not be offered for Jesus to be the sacrifice for our sins, demanded that he be a specific specimen. He had to be a human without spot, blemish. Jesus filled this bill perfectly. He fitted it perfectly. Not only was he the Son of God, but he was the sinless Son of God. Yes, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, 1 Peter 2:22, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was shedding innocent blood. He was dying in the place of all the guilty sinners. He was dying in the place of all the guilty sinners who had never, ever, would never live. He was a pure lamb. Dying for a wretched world with sin just protruding, praise God, and take it over. He was a submissive lamb. Jesus wasn't forced into this role. No, my friend, He wasn't forced into this role. He willingly submitted to all he endured. He did it all out of his heart of love for you and for me. Remember, Jesus was God in the flesh. This is the creator of the universe that we were talking about. He could have called down 1,200 millions of legions of angels. Yes. He had it if he wanted to. But in Matthew 26:54, he could have spoken the word and it would just execute it and just cause all kind of havoc. It would have vanished. It would have vanished away into nothing. He could have expressed the thoughts of everything could have been no more. But he didn't do that, my friend. He endured the shame and the pain without uttering a word. He submitted to the Father's will, and he paid the price for the sin. He wasn't a submissive lamb in Isaiah 53:7. He didn't speak. He was to pray for forgiveness of his tormentors. Jesus was surrendering to the Father's will. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the cross was still hours away, Jesus could be found in prayer, calling for the Father's will to be done. In Luke 24:42, he was a sacrificial lamb. All the rest meant nothing else unless this part was fulfilled. It wasn't enough for Jesus to be sinless and surrender. He had to suffer and die before the sins could be ever even done away with. In Hebrews 9:27, thank God for the cross. Jesus paid the price of his sins. Hallelujah. And he literally became sin for you and for me, that we might make the righteousness, that we may become the righteousness of God in him. That the righteous man, they took the Lord Jesus outside the city of Jerusalem and they nailed him to the cross. And then, praise God, as they nailed him to the cross, and there he died for our sins and for yours and for mine. And when that blood was pouring from his body and his life was in the ebbing, it was fading away, it was as a giant, praise God, billboard advertising the awesome, hallelujah, yay God. It was nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the blood, praise God, was the love of God. It had been erected from all the sins to see, praise God. You can find it in Romans 5:8, my God. And then Mary had a little lamb, and the lamb was a special lamb. Mary had was a sacrificial lamb, and Mary, praise God, lamb is a saving lamb. Hallelujah. It'll save you, praise God. That little lamb, Mary had a little lamb. And the story ended here when Jesus died on the cross. This would be a sad story to tell, but there would be no reason to celebrate Christmas. I celebrate, praise God, the Christians celebrating, praise God, and no need to come to, praise God, talking about the church coming together. There would be no need of salvation, of no hope of our soul. If he died and that at the end of him, that would be the end of us as well. But thank God, hallelujah, that the story doesn't end here. Hallelujah. 3 days, hallelujah, after Jesus died on that cross, he came forth alive from the tomb in Matthew 28:1-6, and he is still alive today. In Hebrews 7:25, since this is true, my friend, I want to show you what the Lamb of God, Mary's little lamb, can do today. Hallelujah. We're talking about Mary had a little lamb. She had a little lamb. Yes, she did. But listen to me, people. He was the power to save the sinners. Those who were lost and in sin had hope today. They can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will save their souls. There are three basic things, praise God, that we do in our heart and our life, every sinner that will come to him by faith. He can cleanse us from sin. His blood is the power to wash away the sins forever. In Psalms 103:12:1, 1 John 1:7, and when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him and his death and his resurrection as the payment for your sin, your debt is paid in full. He washes you in the blood of Jesus, and your sins are no more, no longer an issue. He can convert your soul. The human, praise God, soul is a wicked thing. Yes. The Bible said there is no good thing that dwelleth in that spirit, dwelleth in the soul, in the man, in the flesh. But I want to let you know that it is lost and undone and can be have fellowship with God. However, when a sinner trusts Jesus for salvation, Jesus take his life that was so far away from God and bring it near to God in Ephesians 2:12-13. And when, praise God, when Jesus does this saving work in your soul, he makes you pleasing in the sight of God and allow you to enter into a special relationship with God. And because you are saved, you too become a child of God. In 1 John 3:1-2, no longer are you black, corrupted, and doomed to hell, but in Jesus you are saved and brought into a close relationship with the Father above. He can also, praise God, he can change the sinner. When he has saved someone, he also changed that person. He, praise God, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we have heard the verse until it seemed complacent unto our hearing. However, the truth needs to be understood by everyone. They're here this day, and hear the sound of my voice, that if you are saved, you have been changed. You cannot be like you were before, because Jesus in it is no longer, he's there now. Everything has changed and can never be the same again. Jesus, take the worst sinners and turn them into the best saints. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, and praise God, the next thing he can do, he has, praise God, the power to secure the saints. Those, praise God, who come to Mary's little lamb have need, praise God. Come to Mary's little lamb. You need never, praise God, fear losing what you have been given. When Jesus saved a soul, he does it for all eternity. If you are saved today, you will always be saved. In John 10:28-1, 1 Peter 1:5, John 6:37-40. And if you have been putting off salvation because you are afraid that you cannot do it, then let me warn you. Let me encourage you right now to quit looking at yourself. Praise God. And what you can do. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And if you can save you, then he can keep you saved. He can keep you, then he can save you. To begin with, after all, that is his greatest miracle. That's the greatest miracle of the Lord, praise God, to save those with his loss. He came that we might be saved and that we may have a right to the tree of life. I want to let you know Mary's little baby lamb. The lamb, praise God, is a powerful lamb. We didn't take that thing to be serious, but Mary did have a little lamb, and his fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. I want to tell you today, praise God, when you think about, praise God, the life, praise God, that you're living this year, try to keep things in perspective. But you must be allowed to continue his side, slide into, praise God. Don't let the devil hoodwink you. Don't let the devil tell you, praise God, that it can't be done, because I want to let you know the world is of a fantasy, and you and I who have been exposed to the truth of God's word need to remember, hallelujah, that Mary had a little lamb, and his fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. I want to let you know something. God sent his son into the world to be sacrificed for our sins, and it is about you coming to know him as your Savior and as your Lord. And after all, hallelujah, that, praise God, hey God, and after all, praise the Lord, all that is why God sent his son into the world. Do you know Mary's little lamb? Do you know him today? Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. I want to let you know, Mary carried a lamb for 9 months, praise God. That was a sacrificial lamb. He was, praise God, he was a lamb, praise God, without spots, wrinkles, and blemish. He was a lamb, praise God, that come to die for the sins of the world. Praise the Lord, he didn't take his